Now then, Snappers, I hope you're not scared of things that slither, that creep, that crawl, because we're jumping into a pit full of them. Snakes. Snap Judgment's Anna Sussman has the when, the where, the why, and the who.
The High Sky Children's Ranch and the Stay Together program. They'll answer your call 24 hours a day at 235.
I'm driving to the middle of Texas, where every spring the town of Sweetwater hosts a kind of deadly carnival.
All weekend from the world's largest rattlesnake roundups.
It's the biggest event in the town?
Yeah. It's a big event. There'll be people from Dallas to Japan, China, and all that.
Really?
You'll see the skinning of the rattlesnakes. If you've got the stomach for it, great. They'll have the guy that'll stand there with a balloon and let the rattler strack it real good. They literally walk into pits with the rattlers.
Yeah.
They sell the meat. A lot of folks say it tastes like chicken. I've never eaten it, so I don't know.
And
I don't want to eat nothing that crawls on the ground.
It's a terrifying festival, full of actual pits of spitting, slithering rattlesnakes. It kicks off with a parade led by the Sweetwater High Marching Band.
Look, a horse! Our first horse!
There's Stanley Sweetwater. That's where we bought our car. Hi, we bought our car from you. Yay!
Sweetwater is a one-street town. There's a Sonic Burger joint, a town newspaper, the Sweetwater Reporter, and a cement plant where a lot of the families work. The Rattlesnake Roundup is the biggest event of the year, and for the girls of Sweetwater High, the Miss Snake Charmer pageant is the most important event of the Roundup.
These contestants in this year's pageant?
Yes, so we understand.
They're throwing candy.
These are all contestants for the Miss Snake Charmer pageant. That's the number five.
Let me see your best smile. I want to see teeth. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're hot. You're hot.
The pageant is why I'm here. An hour before the curtain rises, in the basement of the Sweetwater Municipal Auditorium, girls are organizing their dresses and fixing eyelashes.
She's going to do some interviews. I guess she'll pull whoever she wants, whenever she wants, okay?
Okay.
Hi.
I'm Anna.
Carly, nice to meet you.
Hi, Carly, nice to meet you.
Krista.
Hi, Krista, how you doing?
The queen of the pageant will preside over the rattlesnake roundup for the weekend. She'll get in the snake pits, she'll skin and behead a rattlesnake, and she'll win a $1,500 scholarship for college. But as soon as I start to talk to the girls, it becomes clear that they each have this real reason they want to win.
So that's really exciting.
And it's a reason that they hold in their throat, in their breath, which gets shorter and shorter and more anxious as the pageant gets closer. The first girl I meet is Kayla Warford.
All right, I'm Kayla Warford. I'm contestant number 4 this year.
She's everything you hope a high school beauty pageant contestant from Sweetwater, Texas might be. She's an All-American cheerleader and an honor roll student.
Yes, ma'am, I'm from Sweetwater. I've attended every pageant since I was 3.5 months years old, so that's exciting.
Every pageant?
Every pageant. So I remember falling asleep right before crowning because I was about 6 or 7, and that's all I wanted to see was the pretty dresses. So I love that part. That's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just been in my heart.
Wow.
I'm really excited this year.
Are those your boots?
Yes, ma'am. I designed those myself.
Can you, it's radio, sadly, so the listener can't see it, but can you describe those boots?
Oh, yeah. A lot of zebra print and cheetah print mixed in with a lot of pretty flowers.
Like, what is that on the outside? What am I looking at?
It's Swarovski crystals. They are a step down from diamonds, really.
So this boot is entirely covered in Swarovski crystals?
Yes, ma'am. Here, let me get
one. Bring one over here. How much do you suppose they're worth?
About $15,000. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Like these pieces right here, they're about $200 to $400 each.
That's way more money than you'd win in the scholarship.
Oh yeah, way more. Right.
So even if you win, you're
I'm still winning, right.
The truth is, Sweetwater is not a wealthy town. Some of the girls here have less money than others.
Yeah, I really don't have a lot of money to buy new clothes. Like, all of my clothes are borrowed.
If you win some money, right? Some scholarship money?
Some scholarship money, yes.
Is that important to you?
it would help immensely because...
This is Cheyenne.
I want to go into the neat.
She's kind of the opposite of Kayla with the crystals.
Hi, my name is Cheyenne Hamilton, contestant number 5 in the Miss Snake Charmer pageant competition thing. Yeah.
I noticed her when she drove by in her convertible in the parade.
Young lady.
All the other girls wore dresses. Cheyenne wore ripped jeans and a flannel shirt.
I was in powerlifting for a little bit.
How come powerlifting?
Because I don't like running.
Okay.
I am too big for running. Nope. I can barely walk up them steps.
So how come you entered the pageant?
Because I want to do something different. I want to be something. And I haven't really done anything with my life here in Sweetwater. Prove to everybody else that you're actually, I guess, somebody.
What does that mean?
Somebody?
Yeah. You said it twice now, so I just wonder what that
means. I guess my family, my biological mom, she didn't do anything with her life, and I don't want to be like her. And I don't want to follow in my biological parents' footsteps. I want to be something completely different. I'm not the cutest. I'm not the smartest. I'm definitely not the sweetest, but...
Cheyenne hasn't lived with her biological parents since she was a baby. She's had a string of caretakers.
I cut myself. I was to the point where I wanted to die. I wanted it to be over. So I was sent to Rivercrest, a mental hospital.
She said entering the pageant is about trying to leave all of that behind.
I'm just trying to start over and turn over a new leaf, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called, but...
Yeah, that's right, leaf.
Okay, yeah, that. I'm, like, working on my 12th second chance.
What are you most nervous about tonight?
Impressing my parents.
Really? How come?
Because I've always wanted to hear I'm proud of you.
When she says her parents, she means her biological grandmother, who adopted her, and her grandmother's boyfriend.
Well, they'll be proud of you if you don't win. Is that right?
I hope so. I really do.
The pageant director is telling all the girls that she sees their moms in the audience.
I'm excited for evening speech because I'm mentioning my parents and my mom. I will be the loudest girl screaming, I promise.
Oh, we could not do this without our mothers. They pick out all our dresses. They pay for everything. They stay up just as late as you, freaking out. Like, I don't think my mom got any sleep.
Except Cheyenne hasn't really had those late nights up with her mom.
They haven't really had too much to do with it. I've been doing this all on my own. We were practicing last night, and I just, like, all overwhelmed me, like, and I still had to get so much stuff done, just clothes that I didn't have. So I went to, like, the dollar store. Or not the dollar store. I went to, like, Goodwill.
Contestant Carly Coldiron. She's contestant number 1. Her mom was actually in the pageant when she was a student at Sweetwater High.
Yes, she won 22 years ago, and she was also contestant number 1. And so it's kind of cool since I'm contestant number 1, too. She's been giving me tips left and right.
What's one that you remember?
My walk, I have to, because we have wide hips, so we have to work those hips when you walk in heels.
Like we, the women in your family?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Always smile, always look at the judges.
Is that pressure?
Yes, very much so.
Considering that my mom, my second cousin, my aunt, my step aunt, I mean, there's been a bunch of Snake Charmer winners in the past years, so I have a lot of, you know, stuff on my shoulders. It's, I mean, I've got some pressure going on here, but it hasn't really been hard. It's just kind of like, I'm kind of expected to win. It's a high deal in our family. And
in case you didn't catch that, she said she's kind of expected to win.
We're close, ladies. We're very, very close.
We have extra program here. I gotta get somewhere.
Before the pageant opens, all the girls hold hands in a circle and bow their heads.
Heavenly Father God, I just thank you so much for this night, Lord, and I especially thank you for these girls.
You can see their individual prayers cross their faces. Carly Coldiron needs to win it to uphold a legacy. Cheyenne needs to begin a legacy. And Kayla with the crystals is excited to become the woman in the beautiful dress she watched as a little girl.
God, we love you, we praise you, we give you honor in all things. In your precious name, amen.
Amen.
Ladies. Ladies, listen to this.
Uh-oh.
We've got an overflow crowd. I mean, people are having to stand
up.
No,
don't say that. Oh
my God. Oh my God.
All weekend long at the fairgrounds, pickup trucks will pull in with boxes of rattlesnakes stacked in their beds. The snakes will be weighed, milked, and measured, and thrown into the snake pits. And the girl who is crowned tonight will preside over this roundup all weekend. Okay, this is the rattlesnake pit. Oh man, it's like just a huge kiddie pool with hundreds of snakes in it. Just piled on one another, like they're shin deep in some areas, and then they're slithering up the sides of the walls, crawling all over each other. Their tongues are out and their rattles are rattling. Oh, there's some big ones.
Probably 1,000. Probably.
You're standing in a pit of 1,000 snakes right now?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Great. It wakes you up in the morning. It's a good grilling rush. You get like drinking a bunch of coffee.
He's just kicking them around. Kicking. Oh, Jesus. I can't even watch it.
They're all just striking at him as he's walking through.
This is where the contestants dream of being. Knee-deep in rattlesnakes with a crown and a sash. None of the contestants seem at all scared of the snakes.
Not really scared of snakes. I skin them and I think it's so much fun.
That's a really good experience. If you go this weekend, you should skin a snake.
Have you skinned a snake?
I've skinned plenty of snakes.
I've skinned snakes, like it's no big deal. I mean, I just love it. Snakes are awesome.
You get a sharp knife and then you just cut up the belly of it. You stick your finger in and you pull the guts out. I'm not afraid of snakes. I'm not afraid of reptiles.
But here at the pageant, they're standing up on stage in their best evening wear with their whole town staring back at them.
Do we have all tags stuck in? Do we have all zippers sealed?
The hardest part is coming up. This is the nervous part because I have a speech now.
It's here. Like, oh my goodness, I'm freaking out right now.
She is duct taping my top from falling off. That is what's going on here.
Excellent. That's like some true beauty pageant magic.
This is, yeah.
After they've introduced themselves and given their speeches, the girls are scurrying around for yet another outfit change. Kayla's mom texts her from the audience.
She's texted me so many times, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
What did she texted you?
I know right before I went for evening gown, she was like, make sure you smile big and look at the judges. And I was like, okay, mom, how many times have I heard that already? But
during intermission, I find Carly's mom, the one who won the pageant 22 years ago. She was easy to spot. The pageant director told me to look for the one in the floor-length sequined black dress.
Yeah, I've been interviewing your daughter backstage. Your daughter's Carly?
It is,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, have a seat. Okay. So you've been in this pageant before?
I have, yes ma'am.
When was that?
1993.
What number were you?
I was contestant number one.
Which is?
Carly's number.
She said you're pretty excited tonight.
I am very excited.
Did you sleep last night?
Not enough.
Do you think, who's more nervous, you or her?
Probably me. Probably me, yeah. Okay, yeah, she's a cool...
It's also pretty easy to find Cheyenne's parents. Her grandma's wearing a T-shirt. Her father has a scraggly beard tied under his chin with a rubber band. And he's wearing an American flag do-rag.
What we call fake. Because we're down to earth. We're, you know, just real people. We don't believe in all the fancy stuff and stuff. You know, everything that everybody else does.
And knowing where she came from, we almost lost her 2 years ago. And just to be able to see her up there on that stage, that's a miracle, and that just makes me so proud.
I think the judges, when they look at Cheyenne, and they see that she has not been primed all of her life for something like this, they look at a real girl. They look at somebody that actually knows, hey, we do it this way here in Texas. This is the way it gets done.
For her talent, Cheyenne is singing Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors.
Because, like I said before, we don't have much money. And in the song, Dolly Parton didn't have much money. And her mom had to make her a coat for school.
But she keeps her head down on stage, and it's hard to hear her singing. In contrast, Kayla with the Crystals does a hip-shaking, bouncy number to a country hip-hop mashup, and the crowd goes wild. Carly Coldiron takes the stage, and the lights go low and the crowd gets quiet.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by railway. You can reach me on the airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by carriage.
There's a way that teenage girls show us everything that we're feeling, and everything that we've ever felt, even in places we like to trivialize, like a pageant. As crowning gets closer, their exposed humanness becomes more and more pronounced. Kayla with the Crystals is pumped about life, and she wants to share it.
What are you thinking? I'm so excited right now. Nervous at the same time, sort of. We all deserve it, so.
Cheyenne needs proof that she's good enough.
What are you thinking?
I'm nervous. My heart is beating like, it's crazy.
Carly Coldiron needs to live up.
It's a high deal in our family, and if I win, oh my goodness, you don't know how crazy it's gonna be. Like,
and if you don't?
If I don't, I'll probably cry.
Hey. Here we go. Ladies, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
The announcer starts by calling the name for second runner-up.
$650 scholarship, and our second runner-up for this year, are you ready for this? Our second runner-up is Kayla Wofford.
It's Kayla with the Crystals.
Well, the first runner-up plays a very important role, and for some reason the queen can't fulfill her duties like she's...
First runner-up goes to a charismatic young woman who wears a vintage dress.
We'd like to remind you that the 2015 Miss Snake Tournament will be reigning over the Rattlesnake Roundup all weekend long. And the winner of the $1,500 scholarship and our 2015 Miss Snake Charmer is... Michaela.
Cheyenne and Carly Coldiron didn't place at all. By the time Carly reaches the curtain, tears are streaming down her face. Her mom is somehow immediately backstage, holding her weeping daughter close and saying in a fierce whisper that she doesn't know what happened.
I am a little bit baffled, but I think she is too, that, you know, sometimes battles are fought and won in areas that you can't see.
I'm in shock, to be honest.
Yeah, we both are. We both are a little surprised. I have to say that this is the first time we've ever done a pageant where she hasn't placed. So that's pretty baffling within itself. So, but it's okay. It's all right. It won't take long. She'll do it again. We have another one in a month. We'll tear it up and go to state, right? Here we go. So.
I find Cheyenne in her dressing room, shoving clothes into a garbage bag.
So, Cheyenne, what happened?
I didn't get anything.
Was there something the other girls had that you wish you'd had?
They know people. I don't know anybody. Son of a biscuit-eating bulldog. It hurts a lot. I wanted to win something. Anything. For once, I wanted to be a winner.
Do you think you made your parents proud?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But you think you would have if you had won?
Probably.
Do you think your parents care about that?
I don't know. I don't know what they care about.
I find Cheyenne's parents waiting for her outside. And, of course, they're proud of her.
What do you want her to know?
I wouldn't care if she was digging post holes. I would still be proud of her.
You go out to them snake pits out there. You talk to Cheyenne. You tell her how to get in a snake pit, cut a snake. She doesn't want a vest or nothing. She goes out and cuts a snake. She gets my knife and she goes in there and cuts the snake. She is not afraid.
Not only are your parents proud, but over 2 million snappers are proud of every person that entered that contest. You feel me? Hold your head up high, ladies. Much love to all the contestants and the organizers of the Miss Snake Charmer pageant, and thanks so much for letting us into your world. It was produced by Anna Sussman.